This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you as live as it can be from Honolulu, Hawaii, overlooking Greater Oahu. The lead stories are, Huawei's CFO has been arrested in Canada. Have you heard about the smocking gun? Equifax is back in the news, and be honest with you, it couldn't have happened to a better company. China is banning Apple from selling some iPhones because of the Qualcomm dispute. That and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1333 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, December 10th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a Geek News Central insider. Hey, I want to welcome all the new listeners. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very first time. I got a great lineup of content for you today. Lots of tech news. You know, as we're getting closer here to the end of the year, the tech news kind of slows down. So we're still in the vibe. Things are still happening. So it's good. Got lots of juicy stuff to talk about tonight on the show. But first and foremost, if you're brand new to the show, make sure you get over geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, we want you to get subscribed to the show, whether it be on Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, on Google Podcasts, the Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, wherever you like to listen to audio content, and specifically podcasts, this show can be found. And of course, you can use the old school RSS feed, or you can subscribe if you don't know how to, by clicking on more subscribe options. That'll get you linked in and how to do so. Our newsletter is also on the webpage. You can scroll down a little further, get subscribed to that. That basically gets you the show notes delivered directly to your inbox. We don't spam you. We just send you the goodies. We send you the juice. We send you the hotness from the show. So make sure you get subscribed to the newsletter. And you can watch the show, of course, on your Apple TV. You can listen to the show at blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch it and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. We are live on YouTube at this point. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and of course, Mixer. So this show usually starts between 7 and 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. So definitely tune in live when you have a chance. Many of you are going to be going on vacation here soon. We want you to stay with the show all the way through the Christmas holidays. So definitely do that. Of course, you can join our chat room. We got a cool chat room. It's a Mastodon server, geeknews.chat. You can jump in, join the conversation. If that's not your style, don't worry. We've got a Slack channel as well. The Slack channel contains everything that, it's where the cool kids hang out. We can hang out there and suggest content ideas and just chit-chat with the Ohana, all right? You can contact me via email at geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, I'm on Twitter at geeknews. You can follow me on Facebook. Don't forget about our partner shows, all linked at the Geek News Central website, whether it be GNC Week in Review with our executive producer here, Kirk, the Gadget Investor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site being written by my great writing team, the New Media Show, co-hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and of course, the Podcast Legend Show. If I ever get another episode out, we'll see, hosted by yours truly. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor of the podcast. Again, all the deals you can handle are geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And this is where you go. This is where you go to save money. All right. Whether it be a 99cent.com, whether it be a 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be an economy hosting or a managed WordPress hosting at $2.49 a month for the first year, includes a free domain. So you get started there. $25 gets you really, well, 30 if you let's do the math, minus $8.25 for the domain or $8.30 for the domain, really about $22 you get going for a month on GoDaddy. Again, those economy and managed WordPress hosting accounts include a free domain, a free.com. So if you don't have one already, if you haven't used that 99-cent coupon to grab one, you get a free one with the hosting account. Of course, 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. CJC GNC free, CJC Geek 1 W, CJC Geek 1 H, CJC Geek 99, or CJC Geek 30. Those are the promo codes that you can use when you go over to GoDaddy. Just grab the promo code or just click the link. It'll lock in the deal, go through the checkout process, and you are all set. You've got a website, you're up, getting ready to up and run. You have an online presence. You know, I've told podcasters and I've told people for a long time. Some people say, oh, it's old fashioned. It's old fashioned to have a blog. Well, when you're building a brand, when you're trying to build something, whether it be a business, whether it be a personal brand, whether it be a consulting company, whatever you're trying to do, the place to do that is on land that you own. And when you own your own .com and have your own website, that is like your tower with your transmitter or your printing press or however you want to get the message out, whether it be audio, video, text, or all of the above. You have a place to send people back to. And that's what we do on this show. I send you back to geeknewscentral.com. Sure, you can subscribe to the show via all these other places, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Android, email, Google Podcasts. Those are tools to get the show. But ultimately, what I want you to do is to come back to Geek News Central. Come back to the mothership. Come back and read the articles that the team is writing. Make comments. Interact on the blog. This is how a normal content creator, in my opinion, unless you're a superstar YouTuber and you don't need any other place, which very few people have that prowess, I guess, you have to build your brand. You have to build your empire, starting with that first post and building expertise and building, and really what it is, it's a multiple steps. It's building your online reputation. It takes time, and the only place that, you know, you can't just do that on Facebook or, you know, doing selfies on Instagram. You need your own website, and that can lead to a business. It can lead to experimentation. It can lead to new ideas. I've started lots of websites and abandoned things because I thought, oh, that's kind of cool, and it's led to one thing, led to another. You know, how did Geek News Central get started? It came from a bulletin board and doing BBS stuff back in the days, and then me wanting to have more control of the message and what was put on, and get rid of the flame-throwing people that would make commentary on stuff that I really had no control over. So when I started Geek News Central, that was really kind of the ultimate goal of having my own place to call home. And you too can do that at GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Use those promo codes, share them with your friends, family members, people that you know. If you got that person that's impossible to buy for Christmas, this is the time to hook them up. Hook them up. You know, sign them up for an account. Get them the domain. Get them a hosting account. It's a cheap present. And you can help them get started, right? All right, check it out, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Okay, so let us back up a little bit. Let me talk just a little bit about what's been going on. I made the sacrificial jump to WordPress 5.0 yesterday, late in the afternoon. So far, so good. I am running on the classic editor. I turned the stupid Gutenberg off. We'll try that at another time, and maybe I'll do a test site to play with it. So far, Geek News Central is running good on WordPress 5. Surprisingly, it went without a hitch. You just never know. I had everything backed up, and I, you know, really, to be honest with you, kind of held my breath. And everything seems to have turned out okay. I've been checking page speed loads, all that stuff. None of that was affected. So I'm pretty happy about that. Saturday morning, I did the Saturday morning tech show. And, well, maybe I should back up a little further. Let's go back to Thursday. Thursday show was talking to you about my car being in the shop and dealing with this oil leak that's been going on for a long time. And I had a rental. They kept it all night. about 11, they called me and said on Friday, and they said, come get it. It's ready to be picked up. I said, well, what'd you find? We said, we didn't find nothing. Nothing. I said, I put a quart and a half of oil in it in a week. It was leaking like a sieve. I got a black driveway. How is it not leaking? We sprayed it down. We degreased it. Nothing. We found nothing. I said, okay, I'll be in. And I'm all the way in, and I'm like, something's not right. So I'd had this vehicle in twice to them. One to do a valve cover gasket, and another was an oil cooler gasket. So I've had two gaskets replaced. So, and I'd had it in a third time to have them look at it. They couldn't find anything. So this was actually the fourth time the car had been in the shop. And I had signed, when I dropped it off Thursday, a $650 basically investigation fee. You know, they're going to have to tear the stuff apart to get down in to find where this leak is. So I roll in, and the guy says, oh, your car's Mr. Ready, Mr. Cochran, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I want to go out and look. And, you know, first thing I do is I look underneath, and it's dry. Dry as a bone. Pop the hood. I said, start it up. I'm looking. I have a flashlight with me. I'm shining, and it is clean. Bare metal, you know, it's like dry, like a motor should be, right? And everything's, you can tell they've sprayed everything down, degreased everything, because there's no even grime, right? So we go back inside, and I had asked him to change the oil. It probably didn't need oil. It just needed a filter, but I had him do an oil change. And I got my bill, and it's $65. I'm like, where's the other bill? Oh, no charge. What? I signed a piece of paper saying this was going to cost $650. And I had already had a suspicion, but really the old ding, 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 the bell went off. And I'm like, they found something that they had made a mistake on before, but were not willing to tell me. And in essence, Merry Christmas, we fixed your vehicle. I'm glad it's not leaking. I'm still not convinced. Matter of fact, today I smelt something and I stopped and I opened the hood and I'm looking underneath and I don't see anything. So, you know, maybe it's just a little after, I'm real sensitive to it at this point. I'm sure they screwed up and they weren't willing to admit it. All they had to do was say, hey, we found something. We're really sorry. We're not charging you anything. And I would have been cool. I'd say, what was it? Good. Everyone makes a mistake. But I think they were too embarrassed, to be honest with you. And so anyway, $65 out the door I went, and they'd had the car 24 hours. So, you know, business just doesn't do anything for free, especially you sign something saying you're going to pay this as a, you know, try to discover what's wrong. So anyway, that was it. So Friday afternoon, I hope I got my days right here. But anyway, Friday afternoon, I got just not feeling good at all. And Saturday morning, I took a decongestant and made it through the new media show. I had a volunteer event I had to go to, did the volunteer event. I'm just struggling through this whole event. And I got back to the house Saturday and I face planted. And you guys know me, I never sleep for more like 5-6 hours. I slept for 12 hours straight. Got up Sunday morning, felt like absolutely dog of the earth. Started water, bananas, vitamin C, anything to get the energy up. I drug like a dog. And this morning I'm feeling good. Who knows? Just weird stuff. But anyway, here we are. That's my drama of everything that has happened. And maybe I told you about this on Thursday. I don't know. And my days are all kind of mixed up at this point. But if I, so if I told you the car oil leak story twice, I'm sorry if I have. But anyway, yeah, matter of fact, maybe I have told it to you twice. Isn't that horrible? I'm getting old. So let's get into the content. Let's get into the stack of stuff. And some of you are probably laughing. Let's talk about this Chinese arrest, or actually this arrest that happened in Canada. The detention of the chief financial officer of tech giant Huawei Technologies, Meng Wanzhou, was detained on December 1st during a layover in Vancouver, en route to Hong Kong. To Mexico, she faces extraction in the United States, where officials say Meng engaged in fraud while allegedly conducting business that ran afoul of U.S. sanctions on Iran. Well, China is pissed, and China has summoned the U.S. ambassador from Canada to, they've summoned him, and they're protesting. But this comes at an interesting time. With this still playing out, and these trade wars still going on, a little tit for tat or something. We'll see what happens. But she hasn't been deported to, or is that not the word, deported? She hasn't been transferred to the United States. So we will see what happens with this. So this is ongoing from last week. We'll just keep an eye on it and see what goes on. But I think this is going to be a story we're going to want to continue to follow for a while. The smocking gun. The president made a tweet today, said Democrats can't find a smocking gun tying the Trump campaign to Russia after James Comey's testimony. No smocking gun. So I'm reading this and I'm thinking smocking. Smocking means mocking. Or smocking remind. So everyone went off. Oh, he doesn't know how to smell. Spell. He doesn't know how to spell because he spelled it wrong twice. But I'm thinking smocking is rhymes with mocking. I think he did this on purpose. And but people were tripping out all over Twitter about it. But I don't see anyone that made the correlation to smocking to mocking. Because if you read it, Democrats can't find a mocking gun. Or maybe, I don't know. It sounds to me, you're trying to think of, okay, how's this guy think? And he's, you can see him, I'm going to write smoking gun, right? He's going to write smoking gun, but smocking, I'm mocking this. I think I'll put smocking because it rhymes with mocking. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe that's the case. What do you think? Because you never know. That, everyone's tripping out about the misspelling, but was it? It looks like it's on purpose, But I haven't seen anyone make the correlation to smocking being mocking. Okay. We'll see. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? I really love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address, of course. Hey, our good friends, Equifax. Equifax, Congressional Committee slams Equifax and report on data breach. That's beautiful. Equifax did not take steps to prevent a massive data breach in 2017 that allowed hackers to steal the personal information of 147.7 million Americans from its servers. It wasn't ready to handle the aftermath either. The 96-page report said Equifax lacked clear lines of authority in its IT department, you think? Which meant important security measures weren't put in place when they should have been. What's more, the company's collection of sensitive consumer information was spread out among out-of-date, custom-built systems. There's nothing wrong with a custom-built system as long as it's secure. Finally, the committee said, especially critical of Equifax former CEO Richard Smith, according to reports, Smith led a strategy of acquiring businesses that collect consumer data and amassing a huge trove of data without implementing a solid strategy to secure it. Equifax had a response. This is a company that should not be allowed to exist in business anymore. We are deeply disappointed that the committee chose not to provide us with adequate time to review to respond to a 100-page report consisting of highly technical and important information, blah, 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 blah. Equifax has worked in good faith, blah, 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 for nearly 15 months, blah, 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 blah. Since the incident, Equifax has moved, blah, 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 taking more steps, blah, 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 to being secure, blah, blah, blah. So, come on. Let's levy like a massive $2, 3, 4, 5 billion fine on them. Let's knock it out of the ballpark. Ask me how I really feel. Qualcomm scored a home run today. They got a Chinese court granted Qualcomm an injunction against Apple to halt sales and imports of most iPhone. How do you import stuff when it's already made there? Chinese court granted Qualcomm an injunction against Apple that halts sales and imports of most iPhone models in the country. The court ruled that several devices, including iPhone 10, violated, or iPhone X, whatever we call it these days, violated two Qualcomm patents related to resizing photos and managing apps. Shortly after the news, CNBC reported that Apple was mounting an appeal. Of course, of course. This injunction reportedly affects iPhone 6, S, 6, S Plus, 7, 7 Plus, 8, 8 Plus, and X. So, of course, Qualcomm is not happy because Apple is playing hardball with them and not wanting to write the check. So, we'll see where this goes. All right, NASA Voyager 2 has entered interstellar space. It left the heliosphere on November 5th. This is exciting. NASA's Voyager 2 has exited the heliosphere, the plasma bubble created by the sun that encompasses most of our solar system, and entered interstellar space, making it the second human-made object to do so. Voyager 1 hit that milestone in 2012. We talked about that back then. NASA said Voyager 2 crossed over the heliopause, the boundary between the heliosphere and the interstellar space, on November 5th, and the probe is now more than 11 billion miles from Earth. And if you think, let's just think about that for a few moments. Think about how long these two spacecraft have been going outbound. You think about all the years. They launched in 1977. I was 13 years old. And it's taken this long for them to... both of these spacecraft to just get through the heliosphere. And it's mind-boggling, really, if you think about the distances, because, you know, they're screaming. They're screaming outbound, right? And, you know, both spacecraft are technically, of course, within our solar system. And they will until they exit the Oort cloud. And while it's not known how wide the Oort cloud really is, scientists think it'll take around 300 years for Voyager 2 to reach the inner edge and maybe 30,000 years to exit the outer edge. So we are just little ants, specks of sand, pieces of atom compared to the rest of the universe. Really? You know, if you think about the scope and the size of space, or it could just be in a big video game. If you think about it, we really could. We could be some kid's quarter in some machine, you know. Or some, you know, like League of Legends, some multi, you know, multi-user game. yeah, I know that's a stretch here, but if you think about space, it makes your brain hurt. And considering how far these two spacecraft are, and yet how they really haven't went that far in the scheme of things. We've got a long, long, long way. You know, I read a lot of sci-fi. I I really do. I've been reading a lot recently, and one can hope that someday, you know, in the next couple hundred years, if we don't kill ourselves off first, that we are able to achieve some sort of, you know, moving outwards, you know, and you know, having the technology to go someplace else in a hurry, not like take, you know, all these years to, you know, the launch of 77 just to get to, you know, to where it's exited the heliosphere, you know, that, you know, in reality, if we really want to get somewhere, we need to accomplish, you know, we need to get out and launch and be at that position in like 2 hours, you know, we got to move, you know, and I know that's not realistic even from a speed of light perspective, but let's just, you know, think about it for a little bit. It's exciting. Do you think we'll ever get off this rock and go anywhere else besides our solar system? You know, we got a lot to see, I guess, in our own solar system, but time will tell. All right, I'll move on here. I'll get off the sci-fi stuff. There's a cool article on CNET talking about rock star hackers and some of the things that they're doing and the type of bounties they're earning. If you've got some security skills and you have a regular job and you're looking to make some money on the side, I'm going to tell you, a podcast is not the thing to start. If you're in computer security and you've got skills, and I'm going to end that with a Z, skills, there's some folks making some serious cash finding vulnerabilities and participating in, you know, open invitations to hack and attack systems. You know, one guy says, I paid my kids' education with the bug bounty money. And other folks paid for their cars and weddings. And, you know, people are making $100,000 plus in bounties a year. You know, and I'm sure some of these people started small. But when companies are having these weekend hackathons where they're offering up $100,000 to allow as many hackers as possible to attack a system and paying bounties on the spot, writing checks, there's some money to be made if you have some security skills. So I'll have the link up in the show notes in this. I want you to take a peek at it. Amazon is supposedly or reportedly firing some workers in a seller scam crackdown. The company was investigating reports about data leaks and bribes, according to the Wall Street Journal. And they fired workers in the United States and in India for allegedly giving internal data to independent sellers linked to scams. So following investigation into these bribes, suspected bribes, the e-commerce giant took action against disreputable sellers by limiting access to data and deleting thousands of suspicious reviews. Part of the probe is centered on India, which is suspected to be the major source of data misuse. The paper noted, citing an unnamed source, some of the workers, as well as others in China, have apparently had the ability to search the company's internal database limited. Some people have had it limited. This follows an October firing of an Amazon employee who allegedly sold customers' email addresses to a third party. And I guess there's wholesaler accounts people can buy where they get access to volumes of product listings. I don't know how that works. But they're able to maliciously tweak rivals' product pages. That's pretty bad if someone can edit your own product page. But just, you know, you look at the business Amazon does, it's probably, you know, significant, and millions of dollars are on the line. So people are going to spend some money. You know, today I was buying audio equipment for our studio in Columbus. I spent about $6,000 buying boom arms, mics, some amplifiers, distribution systems. Basically, we're building a beautiful studio, and we're going to have the ability to have up to 8 people on mic at once. Normally, it would be about 6, obviously. But I've got it set up so we could go to 8 if we had to. Our desk is ready. And so now, middle of next month, Mike is going to go down and wire it all up and get it set up. And we'll have some pictures then. But, you know, just look today, shopping online. And as you know, as much money as I was spending, if I could say 50 here, 60 there, add it up. And so really, that was my goal today, was to try to find the best deals. And I shopped around, and Amazon sometimes won that deal and sometimes they didn't. But it is nice to have options. So one thing I do, and something I've actually have done recently, is turn off my tracking. I'm not allowing Google the ability to track my every move. And I've went in and basically turned off location sharing by default, made everything default off. And then I'm arbitrarily allowing apps to have location data as I need. And then I'm trying to take a little bit more of an approach here doing the things I'm preaching during the show and trying to, you know, follow my own example, I guess, and not be a hypocrite. So I think it's all time for us to check which apps are tracking our location. Some apps don't need that information. They really don't. They don't really need to follow us around. It's time we take some of our own initiative to take our privacy back and turn off some of this location data and not let, and you know, and honestly, it, when I went to do it with Google, it took me like 3-4 clicks in submenus to find it. It's once you know where to go look, it's easy to turn off, especially on your mobile phone. But if you don't know where to look, the first time, you're going to have to find an article to do it. So plenty of ways to lock down your locations. So make sure that you're not giving every app out there that asks for permission to track you. Because a report from 2017 shows that location data from a gas station app, yes, a gas station app, when you rolled up to was looking for cheap gas, it was selling your location data to advertisers for about $9.50 per 1,000 people, which is, to me, was like, wow. So for every 1,000 people that use the app, they were getting $9.50 a month to track your location. About a penny a person. But for a penny a person, you are being tracked all over the place. Kind of scary, yeah? So again, be careful who you're sharing your location data through, all right? How many of you on Windows are periodically getting a blue screen of death? And, you know, we've all seen it. I've had my fair share. You know, I'm still using Windows machines and encounter it once in a while. And a blue screen is, when basically Windows has had a catastrophic error. You know what happens with Macs? They just stop. They just kind of, ugh. And oftentimes you have to wait it out. It just kind of like chokes and it sits there, and it may sit there a minute, and all of a sudden it figures out what has caused it to choke and it frees itself up. And you're supposed to be able to go up on the little Apple icon and go to this force quit menu and be able to kill non-responsive apps. But sometimes it just, you know, it chokes. But on Windows machines, when you get the blue screen of death, it's you have to restart it. So oftentimes it can be called from faulty hardware, software that's not coded well, out of date or poorly coded drivers, overheating, overclocking. Those are some of the things. So the folks at MakeUseOf.com have some suggestions for you if you're experiencing a blue screen of death. Wow, a news alert. Should we see what it is? What is the news alert that is coming in? Oh, some Marines who were, what happened? I guess I missed this. Oh, the aviation crash that happened last week was a bad one. So the F-18 and a jet refueling plane that had a midair collision and a bunch of people died, sadly. It's pretty scary when you know when you're doing mid-air refueling. It's a very precarious time. The planes are very close to one another. They're either on a basket or they're on a plug, And things can go sideways in a really quick if your people aren't paying attention, and sometimes just accidents happen, and you don't want to be on the tanker side with a big load of fuel when things go sideways, because gas has an interesting component to it. It burns and explodes, and it can be very, very bad. So feel bad for those airmen that lost their lives last week. Okay, so back to this blue screen of death, makeuseof.com. Link will be up in the show notes. All right, is the season for gift cards, and scammers are out. So if you have been told you've got a free gift card, there's some warning signs out there. First of all, if you don't know who the company is, it's a scam. Number two, is the email that's sending you the free gift card, is it from a legitimate source? Are any of the images look like they're not real or original? Are they pixelated? Are there spellings and punctuation mistakes? You know, don't read my blog. Yes, if there are, it might be a scam. Does it require unnecessary personal data? Do you have to give your name, social security, date of birth, your firstborn, your third cousin's address, all that stuff? Do you have to do that? Probably a scam. Is the message personalized? If, you know, if it's lovely that your aunt and uncle have sent you a message about winning a gift card by simply clicking a link or retweeting a post. Do you think your aunt and uncle would do that? And also, do you know any previous winners? Does it sound too good to be true? We all have a bunch of Akamai listeners here, a lot of very, very intuitive, engaged, super geeks. None of us will fall for this scam, but we have people in our families, older folks that may be more susceptible to this. Even in my household, I've got individuals I have to caution sometimes. I'm like, no, that is a scam. Delete that. Or please read the fine print. Or do you really think that's true? It doesn't, you don't have to be really old to fall for some of this stuff. Okay. Not saying anything about my wife at all, but let's just be, you know, many times I've saved her from clicking on something. So I don't know if that happens in your house or not, because everything's a good deal, right? If it's a good deal, we got to click on it and see what the deal is. So let's watch out for our family members over the holidays here, okay? AT&T, we talked a little bit about this, where they were nickel and diming some of their customers about not letting them, if they cancel halfway through the month, they don't get prorated. But here's something interesting about that we have found out. The same company that has whined fairly increasingly about logistical impossibilities of adhering to state-level privacy or net neutrality rules in wake of federal repeals, a problem its own lobbyists created, they are not imposing these new rate systems on users and states with tougher consumer protection standards. So if you live in, let me read this to you. The new policy of charging for the full final month does not apply to any accounts in California, Illinois, New York. The change also doesn't apply to U-verse TV, AT&T phone, and AT&T internet accounts in Michigan, AT&T said. AT&T is applying different policy in those states in order to comply with local regulations. A limited number of customers will continue to receive prorated credits either as a result of local or state regulations or for other specific reasons. So California, Illinois, New York, and Michigan, who seem to have very strong consumer protection rules, guess what? You cancel on the 10th and your service isn't going to be really over until the 25th. They have to give you some money back or prorate your final bill. Amazing. Laws matter. Rules matter. But again, they couldn't comply with any of these types of rules and regulations if it involved net neutrality or any of that stuff. That would be too difficult. Goodness gracious. So, at least one major carrier has lied about its 4G coverage. Who do you think it is? All right, I'll give you 3 seconds to think about it. At least one major carrier lied about its 4G coverage. In my mind, I would almost think, who has the worst coverage? I would say Sprint. That's who I would think. Some people may say T-Mobile. Some people may AT&T. Some people may say Verizon. Well, it appears to be Verizon. 4 months after receiving a complaint claiming that Verizon grossly overstated its 4G LTE coverage in government filings, the FCC says at least one carrier is apparently guilty of significant rules violations. While they didn't name them in its announcement, they did not respond to questions about whether Verizon is among the carriers being investigated. But there was a complaint that was triggered from the Rural Wireless Association against Verizon only. So, I think that's kind of curious. So, Verizon's denying filing false coverage maps. But some people said that, especially the RWA, said that Verizon filed a sham coverage map as a means of interfering with the ability of rural carriers to continue to receive universal service support in rural areas. Verizon, of course, denied any wrongdoing, but someone is in trouble. So Verizon. All right, this article is very, very interesting. And I don't think I could force myself to watch the hour and 40 minute video. But 50 years ago, yes, 50 years ago, December 9th of 1968, when the microchip that would drive the computer revolution did not even exist, a group at SRI, Stanford Research Institute, were already hard at work on a computer system for creating, managing, and linking files. The researchers had to build their own display in those days, which cost a whopping $90,000 in 1968, the equivalent of about $650,000 today. There was a demo done at the Fall Joint Computer Conference in San Francisco Civic Auditorium, and was the coming out party for this technology, but it was just a demo, and it showed off what he was using. Like most computers of the day, it relied on a central database connected to multiple terminals. At the time of the demo, SRI had 6 working terminals with plans to add 6 more to help researchers get their work done more quicker and efficiently. Did you know there was a mouse in 1968? They demonstrated a mouse in this event. This saying is pretty rough, but I watched about 10 minutes of it. And you almost have to kind of speak the language that they're speaking, but it's amazing to see where we have come. I would definitely for the super geeks out there. And if you hear him clicking on the keyboard, tick, 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 this is something I think if you are a programmer, especially, you got to watch this. You got to watch this demo. It's, again, it's rough. I don't know how they did some of the graphics with this. It's, I was like, they could do that in 1968. That's pretty cool. I'll have a link up in the show notes. You got to watch it. It's from Extreme Tech, and one of the cooler articles of the day, and definitely the video is impressive. Of course, France is burning. The Apple store in Bordeaux, France, was robbed and damaged on Saturday night by the Yellow Vest protesters. Actually, the Yellow Vest protesters were trying to prevent people from breaking in. They were actually going after people that were dressed in black hoodies, black mask and stuff. So, but it happened during those protests. It wasn't necessarily the Yellow Vest protesters, but as a matter of fact, the video shows that the folks that were doing the robbing were not wearing a yellow vest, but it shows the robbery in process. So I'll have the link up in the show notes on that. ResMed. I know ResMed well. ResMed is a company that I use a ResMed CPAP machine. And ResMed has decided to get in on the digital game. ResMed has inked a $225 million deal to procure or to acquire Propeller Health. And it's the latest endorsement of internet-connected devices for healthcare. So we'll see where this goes. But ResMed made this acquisition. I don't know very much about Propeller Health. If you do, congratulations to that team. Amazon may be opening its first cashierless store in London. So if those of you that live in the UK, the Telegraph reports Amazon will be opening its first Go location outside its home country in London. It would be the first time. Does it say where it's going to happen? It's going to be near posh Oxford Circus in London. So a 5,000 square foot cashierless store. GoPro. Now, let me tell you, this is an interesting move. So let me take a shot of water here. GoPro, and I'm going to try to get the CEO an interview at CES, but GoPro is moving the camera production out of China, citing tariff worries. GoPro says we'll move production of U.S. bound cameras out of China to avoid being caught up in tariffs. It doesn't say where those cameras will be manufactured. The company says production will remain in China for cameras bound for non-U.S. markets. That's interesting. They're worried about it. This should be a wake-up call for China. Maybe they should get with the negotiating terms and get this deal done. Google Maps for iPhone now includes personalized recommendations. So earlier this year, Google redesigned Maps to add a bunch of features, including personalized suggestions based on your taste and interest. Now the feature will be more broadly available as Google is bringing the For You tab to iOS in more than 40 countries and in more than 130 additional nations on Android. So the feature can provide you with news and updates, events, activities, openings, pop-ups, and even menu changes in neighborhood restaurants and stores. So if you use this, be aware. Uber will become an ad company starting with Eats Pool. I'm not familiar with Eats Pool at all, but apparently they are basically allowing businesses to score higher in the search results when they buy advertising in Uber Eats and run specials or try to get rid of slow-moving items, something to that effect. So whether a chef wants to boost orders during slow hours, get rid of surplus food, preference high margin items, or just score new customers, they're going to be paying Uber Eats, even currently only directly through discounts instead of it's through discounts instead of a direct ad buy. This will be interesting. How many of you use Uber Eats? I haven't used it at all, so I'm going to have to check it out. Any of you used it? Over at Inc.com, they've got questions about Apple reducing the profit margin on its iPhone XR model. Apparently, in December, Apple added a new banner to the top of its website advertising the iPhone XR for $449, $300 less than its official sticker price. The deal noted with an asterisk and described at the bottom of the page requires customers to trade in iPhone 7 plus a high-end handset from 2 years ago to trade in. So if you trade it in, you'd get one for $449. To put this in better perspective, plunge in iPhone gross margin has been precipitous. So basically, in 2012, the iPhone had a 71% gross margin, and now it's down to about 40%. The $449 price drops to 13%. So what it really shows here is there's serious competition in the mobile phone space. You look at some of these Android phones, they are absolutely as beautiful or more beautiful than the iPhone. And it's just a matter of operating system. If you're an iPhone user and you haven't really taken a serious look at some of the Android devices out there, some of the Samsung devices, you're really doing yourself a disservice, to be quite frank. I don't think I find this statistic at all surprising. For the first time since Pew Research Center has begun tracking how adults in the U.S. get their news, social media has edged out print newspapers in a survey conducted earlier this year. 20% of adults say they often get news via social media, while 16% the same about print. However, neither is popular as radio, news websites, or television. Television topped the list with 49. So, but still, social media, more than newspapers. I can't, why would this be a thing? Who reads newspapers? If I get a free newspaper at the hotel, usually they just stack up. Matter of fact, I ask them, don't send me a newspaper. And save the paper, you know? Give it to someone else that actually wants it. And if I do, it's like the news is 3 or 4 days old usually. If you're a Google Plus fan, Google has announced it will expedite the closure of Google Plus for consumers. So April 2019, they're going to pull the plug fast. They're trying to sunset it sooner. So it's essentially gone. Amazon has added adds location-specific reminders and routines to you-know-who. You can also call local businesses and have you-know-who check your email. I don't think I'm going to have Alexa checking my email. No, thank you. I don't need to give her permission to do that. But there's some additional, in addition to location-based triggers, you-know-who recognizes time-based triggers and routines as well. Let's say you like listening to hear the news in the morning, but not night, not right when you wake up. You can set your morning routine to include a 30-minute time delay before you know who starts to read headlines. Are you guys using this device like this that much? Well, a Miami unicorn has been born. A parking startup worth more than $1 billion after funding. On Monday, Park Jockey, founded in 2013, announced an investment in Japanese conglomerate SoftBank. The company declined to state the exact figure, but according to sources familiar with the matter, the investment is in hundreds of million dollars, making Park Jockey worth more than $1 billion. So congratulations to the folks at Park Jockey. Google CEOs to review or to rebuke privacy bias criticism before Congress. I'll say that again. Google CEO is to rebuke privacy bias criticisms before Congress. Wow. He's going to be going in front of lawmakers. For those of you listening to the show on Tuesday today, that the company takes for user privacy seriously, blah, blah, blah. It's going to talk about why political bias doesn't pay a role on Google platform. That's a joke. And then the company values privacy. The company is proud to work with the government. Of course, they want their dollars. Of course, their company employees don't want them to take government dollars. So the reporting on that should be good. All right, if you're getting ready to buy a drone this Christmas for yourself or for your kids, I'm really asking you to be cautious. There's a lot of drones out there. The Amazon has the Telo quadcopter drone for $79. I don't know anything about this drone. It normally sells for $100. Read the reviews on it, okay? DJI is well known for drones. They cost a lot more, but boy, they're really, really solid. But they say the Telo is made with the DJI Flight Tech, including high quality parts and stable components. So maybe this is this would be good. And it has a 4.3 stars based on 72 user reviews. So maybe I was a little bit too soon giving you caution, but I guess for $79, you can wreck it a few times. If you're going to buy a drone and you're serious about getting one, cheaper isn't necessarily better straight out of the gate. At only $11, Anker has the PowerCore Plus. It's a mini power bank, something to consider for the Christmas stocking bag. Also, if you want Tableau Dual Light over-the-air Wi-Fi DVRs, now $99 on Amazon. This deal matches the one saw back in September, so it normally sells for around $139, so this is a deal. I know some of you are scoring some deals because our insider donations are up. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. Also, the folks at CNET have some stocking stuffers under $25 for you. Some ideas here. a little portable speaker from Sony. Of course, the Echo Dot second generation Logitech Bluetooth audio adapter, if your car doesn't have one already. The Anker dual USB charger. I really like Anker products. SanDisk Ultra dual drive type C USB drive, 64 gigs, $20 for 64, $35 for 128. Some Black & Decker items, cable wranglers, a variety of different things. So I'll have these linked up in the show notes. I'm sure they're all linked to affiliate deals by CNET. So you can search for them on your own if you want. Also, Amazon has slashed prices on Fitbits and smartwatches to all-time lows. So if you're interested in the Fitbit, you can definitely check that out. All right, finally here, Amazon's new water-resistant Kindle Paperwhite is up to $40 off. So you can take this thing to the pool with you when you're hanging out. You don't have to worry about it getting wet. And it's a great deal. It really, really is, considering it's just a reader. Simple reader. You can't beat it whatsoever. One last article I found here tonight. Something's going on with Australia on an anti-encryption law. But a group of U.S. tech giants, including Apple, Google, Microsoft, have collectively denounced the new so-called anti-encryption law passed by the Australian Parliament last week. The bill passed less than a day after the ruling coalition government secured the votes from opposition Labour lawmakers despite strong objection. The new Australian law is deeply flawed, overly broad, and lacking in adequate independent oversight. The tech companies added that the law would undermine cybersecurity, human rights, and the right to privacy of users. This law allows Australian police and intelligence agency wide-reaching powers to issue technical notices, essentially forcing companies and even websites operating in Australia to help the government undermine encryption or insert backdoors at the behest of the government. Critics argue that there's little oversight. Welcome to America. Potentially allowing abuse of the system, and because the notices will almost always be issued with a gag order, any technical notices are served behind closed doors in secret. Sound familiar? So, interesting move here going on in Australia. All right, I do want to, let me get the right email account here. I want to thank... Let's see here. I want to thank Gene for his one-time donation of the show. Gene, thank you so much for that. I definitely appreciate it. And also, I want to thank Nigel for his continued high-level support of the show. It's greatly appreciated, Nigel, for your ongoing high-level support of the podcast. We got had a couple of new people too. Of course, Dale has been with us for many, many years at the high level of contributing to the show. Thank you, Dale, for that. There was a couple of new ones. Oh yeah, I want to thank I don't have the person's name, but I got a single donation from Nevolutions. Thank you so much for your contribution to the show, and of course, ongoing payments from folks like Ron and a variety of listeners on the show that help us out, Andrew and a variety of folks that help us out on a monthly basis with their ongoing donations to the show and being an insider here. So, you know, in part of the insider bit, and I know I've been talking about it quite a bit on the podcast, is definitely longevity of the show and value for value. If I'm providing value to you and finding you good deals and information that enhances your day or gives you things to talk about around the water cooler, I hope that that's worth a $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 donation monthly. You know, it's greatly appreciated when you come in there and do that reoccurring donation to the show as an insider. It's really, I'm really appreciating it. And make sure you keep your accounting straight, because definitely for those of you that are at like the $25 level or doing these one-time donations, when you hit the $1,000 donation level, my phone's going crazy here. Who's trying to call me? When you hit that $1,000 level, and please self-accounting, on this. We give you a really awesome, it's a club, you know, with shark's teeth and everything. It's a, you know, it's a Hawaiian club. So, definitely, let me know when you've hit that, $1,000 mark and, honor system on that. But, I appreciate everyone's ongoing, considerations for becoming an insider at geeknesscentral.com/insider. And, as the years go on with the show, we want to continue to build the insider base as much as possible. And of course, I want to thank everyone for their thoughts, and lots of people weighed in on the MacBook Pro situation, which we'll get that MacBook back soon, and we'll break it apart, and we'll show some pictures on the website of what water intrusion really does to a $2,349 laptop that is now a paperweight. But anybody need a MacBook Pro monitor? All right, everyone. And we're going to do something cool with that chassis. That's just going to happen. I'm going to have to do something with that. It's, you know, we'll put it back here in the Hall of Fame somewhere. But everyone, thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for staying subscribed to the show. Geeknews@gmail.com is a place to send your emails. I don't think we had any emails come in. Let me double check real fast. The last one would have been from Gary. And yeah, he sent me some information on how to get a better reception. And we're going to have to go outdoors. That's what we're going to have to do here to see if we can get. And I'm up on a hill. So I think I can actually, the tower, some of the towers are over that way. So we should have line of sight to them. But anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Don't forget about GoDaddy. Geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. Christmas is coming. Get those gifts. Make sure you're saving money from the stuff that we're talking to you about in the show. And definitely become an insider. We'll see you next time. We'll see you here on Thursday. Back live show, or actually for the live show, and then the podcast release Friday morning. Another big announcement coming from my team Thursday. Big, big, big day for us. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Aloha.